Hi, good morning everyone. Welcome to our new podcast, Cybersecurity Awareness. In this podcast, we will talk about how to be an informed and responsible digital citizen who contributes to a safer online environment. This podcast plays a critical role where we will be informed about preventing cyber threats and building resilience against attacks. First of all, my name is Nathan.
And my name is Kareem. Today, on the first episode about cybersecurity awareness, we have a guest from Newcastle University, Ali and Michelle, to be sure to listen all the way through for the details.
My name is Ali.
And my name is Michelle.
On behalf of my partner, I would like to thank you for inviting us.
Let's dive right in. From the increase in cyber attack incidents with over 1 million reported losses, it continues to increase every year from 2009 to 2019 and the largest from 2017 to 2018, reached 104 cases. What is your response?
The increasing number of cyber attack incidents and reported losses over the past decade is undeniably concerning. This incident indicates that cyber attacks are evolving every single day.
Absolutely. These statistics highlight the increases of cyber criminals. However, the significant increase from 2017 to 2018 with 104 cases emphasize that the government or the part that is responsible must move as quickly as possible so that cases like this can be suppressed.
So, in this response to the concerning cases and frequency of cyber attacks, how can we better equip ourselves and our communities to protect from these kinds of attacks effectively?
Teaching is something that is important to protect ourselves and our communities. By teaching people, we will increase their knowledge and open their minds about new things, promoting cyber awarenesses and providing accessible resources also empowers us to recognize potential risks.
It's also vital to stress the importance of regular updates to our security system and software. Cyber attackers often exploit known vulnerabilities that have already been patched in the latest updates. By keeping our technology updated, we significantly reduce the risk.
That's a great point. Updates can sometimes feel useless, but they are essential for the protections. Now, in terms of personal habits, what are some practices that our listeners can adopt to enhance their personal cybersecurity?
One key practice is to be cautious with emails and links. Phishing attacks are very common and can be quite sophisticated. Always verify the source before clicking on any links or downloading attachments. Also using strong, unique passwords for different accounts and enabling two-factor authentication wherever possible can dramatically improve security.
Speaking of passwords, there are tools like password managers that can help you manage these strong passwords without the need to remember each one, right?
Yes, that's right. Password managers are not only convenient, but they also provide an added layer of security by generating and storing complex passwords for you. It's one of the simplest yet most effective tools for anyone looking to improve their personal security online.
Let's talk a bit about what businesses can do to protect themselves. Cybersecurity isn't just a personal issue. It is a crucial for business of all sizes. What are your thoughts on this?
Businesses need to adopt a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy that includes regular security audits, employee training programs, and a robust incident response plan. It is not just about preventing attacks, but also being prepared to respond effectively when they do occur.
It sounds like education and preparedness are just as important as the technical measures.
Exactly. Awarenesses and preparedness go hand in hand with technical solutions to create a resilient security posture.
As we wrap up today's discussions, could you share any final thoughts or resources where our listeners can learn more about protecting themselves online?
I would recommend visiting websites like Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. They offer plenty of resources and up-to-date information on the latest threats and how to protect against them.
And don't forget about local workshops and online courses. Many communities offer free resources to get you started on cybersecurity education.
Thank you for sharing very useful information to be more aware in the cyber world. As we conclude today's episode, we need to remember that each of us plays a critical role in guarding our own information and important data. Let's create a safer online environment for all. Until next time, this is Kareem and Nathan, signing off.